Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Reminding you why we all love living in this great state of Mississippi.
It's the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. I enjoyed that conversation with Jeff, and how ironic that I want to talk to him about the state of collegiate sports today. And he's actually going to be moderating a discussion about the NIL situation in the next couple of days. So it'd be very interesting to get his point of view about all that. Hey, you have seen in the news recently that this whole notion of IVF, which is in vitro fertilization, has been a big topic. And for people who don't know what that is, essentially, let me just take you through the process real quick. What they do is they do what is called ovarian stimulation. And this is a process where women undergo a hormonal medication that stimulates the ovaries to produce eggs. Then they actually retrieve the eggs, and then they go to fertilization. We know what that means. We all had the bird and the bees lessons about that. But the donor and the egg come together, and they wait and they monitor for days what the process is, and then once things start to develop, they actually do what is called embryo transfer. And it's a very delicate thing, and then in time they'll do pregnancy tests, and hopefully the mother, the future mother, is pregnant, and then they go about their pregnancy, you know, with the hopes of having a child someday. So it's the process, and a lot of mothers go through it. IVF is something that is really important to a lot of families. Then this wonderful column got written at Supertalk Mississippi News, and I always urge you to go to supertalk.fm to sign up for the newsletter. This team is doing such a tremendous job. I want to read you two paragraphs from this column. The headline is, "From Heartache to Hope, Navigating the IVF Journey in the Wake of Legal Challenges." And here's what the column says. In the wake of the Alabama Supreme Court's controversial ruling that frozen embryos could be legally considered children under state law, IVF families across the nation are grappling with the uncertainty and fear about the implications of such a decision. The groundbreaking ruling has sent shockwaves through the IVF community, raising questions about legal status of embryos, the right of individuals seeking fertility treatments, and the future of reproductive care in America. States like Mississippi are now considering local legislation aimed at protecting both parents undergoing IVF treatments and the healthcare providers performing those procedures. This proactive approach reflects a growing recognition of the need to safeguard the rights and interests of all parties involving assisted reproduction services. And then she goes on to say that she felt compelled to share her own IVF journey, which has been a deeply personal story that has shaped her life in many profound ways. And that person happens to be the producer of this show, the content producer. Kyle is the technical producer, and Cammy Martin is the content producer for the Ricky Matthews Show and for my other show, the Super Talk Outdoors. She's also the digital media director for Super Talk Mississippi Media. She has a very important role. And I've watched her go through this journey, and it has been one filled with pain and tears and happiness. And I'm thrilled to have her on my show today to talk about her journey. And God bless you, Cammy, for being willing to tell your story at a time when I think a lot of mothers are worried about this. And your piece was so extremely well written. I said it the moment I read it, but as I read it again, it's just incredible that you're very skilled, but you also poured your heart and soul into this piece, didn't you?
I did, absolutely. You know, my husband and I, when we were going through this process, knew that eventually we wanted to write about it. We wanted to share our story. I've been very open with my story, friends calling me, very curious. You know, this is not this is not the normal way to have a baby, and very supportive. And so as I'm literally finding out that my embryo took and I'm pregnant, you know, on my way to the doctor's office, I'm reading about Alabama and these poor families that are having everything, their whole lives just halted. And when it comes to IVF, like the hours, the days, every little thing counts. And it's already a very stressful process. It's already a very stressful process on your marriage, on your family, on anything like that. So then to have the courts decide this and for everything to be put on hold and for you to just be under a question mark, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine what they were going through. I just couldn't imagine just the absolute heartache that you would have at that moment.
Cammie, what people need to sort of get their heads around is not only the issue around, is the process of IVF going to be protected in the future, not just the families, but the caregivers. For families that were in the process, because like this moment between fertilization and waiting for things to develop properly and the embryo transfer, boy, there's some critical time frames in there where I'm sure that there was a moment that a lot of families who had, this is an expensive process. Some families have to bet the ranch to make it happen because they want a family that bad. That some lives might have been destroyed in the process of all of this. And it's got to be heartbreaking.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you go through the process, it takes a while to even get there. You know, it takes about 4 or 5 months of even just doing the tests, running everything before you get to that process. And once you get there and you're starting your shots, it's go time. Like there is no, by the time you do a 48-hour shot, they are going to retrieve those eggs within 48 hours. You are the priority when it comes to egg retrieval. So there were people that 48 hours before the Alabama Supreme Court ruled on this that were scheduled to have egg retrieval. They forced those eggs to drop for them to be able to retrieve them. Once they are retrieved, they then fertilize them. They then let them grow for so many days to create a baby. It splits cells and create embryo. It splits cells and you just wait. And it's about a 72-hour period within there. So, you know, it doesn't stop. I mean, Thanksgiving Day was one of my egg retrievals, you know. It doesn't stop for anybody. I mean, you have appointments on Saturdays, you have appointments on Sundays, and for these poor families, it stopped for them. They didn't know what to do because not only were the doctors and nurses worried about being charged with homicide, they didn't know if the families were going to be charged with homicide for this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's some, even in the state, there's some hard, some religious advocates who believe that IVF is some form of abortion. I mean, sadly, but that's, I mean, how do you bridge the gap in your head?
So how I bridge the gap is that I understand how life is created better than probably anybody else. Anyone going through IVF, I mean, you count the eggs, you count how big they are. You wait 48 hours to see whether or not these tiny little cells grow just enough for you to be able to create life. You know, 72-hour marks, you need so many hundreds of cells to grow, and you just hold your breath every step of the way. So I think anybody that's been through it or had a family member that go through it, you understand the importance of life probably better than anybody else. Most women, most people, you know, they go to the doctor at about 12 weeks and they go, oh, we have a heartbeat. Well, I'm counting cells. I'm praying for little cells to possibly grow and to grow into something and hope that they make it to the next step. And I kind of compared it to, it was like March Madness. You know, 28 eggs the first time through IVF, and you're just watching the game and you're hoping who's going to make the final count. And unfortunately, none of my eggs made the final count. I had 28 eggs. You know, the next round we had 32. You know, and again, you're just sitting there watching your favorite TV show, watching every single one just die off one by one. And I don't mean to be like that, but that's kind of how it is. And you just hold your breath. And of those, we had 9. Of those 9, we only had 6 that made it through out of 30x. I mean, you just understand it a lot more. You understand how it works a lot more.
Well, you know, Cammy, it's so amazing when you think about the wonders of modern technology, the wonders of modern healthcare technology. I mean, when you can deal with helping families find the possibility of having kids through this incredibly microscopic process. It really is a miracle that it comes together like that. And I always say that I've watched you through, you know, now two rounds, right? Two rounds. And yeah. Now you're sitting there, you know, pregnant.
Yeah.
And with all the hopes and desires and dreams that any family would have. And no one cherishes life more than you in this moment. I mean, that couldn't be more true, could it?
It couldn't be. We actually just the other day got to go to the doctor's office and do an ultrasound. Couldn't hear the heartbeat, but we could see the heartbeat. And it just looked like little hummingbird wings. It was so fast and moving so fast. And my husband's there and he's just bawling in the corner because he's like, we just worked so hard for this. We worked so hard to be here right now and to look at the screen and go, we did it. We finally did it.
It's so beautiful. That's so beautiful to hear that. Hey, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this piece that she wrote, where she really did pour out her heart and soul so she could help policymakers and legislators and those in the healthcare profession and those of us who have not been through the IVF process really appreciate what it takes to go through the process and to understand why it's important for us to protect it in the long run. We'll see you after this break.
And now, back to more of the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. And I'm so thrilled to have my friend, and she is my friend. We work in the trenches together every day. Cammy Martin, who's a digital media director for Super Talk Mississippi Media, but she's also the content producer for my show. So she helps with thinking of guests and arranging guests and preparing them and posting the digital side of it. You know, Super Talk's a multimedia company. It's just not a radio company anymore. So we have Super Talk TV and YouTube and Facebook and then, of course, Super Talk News, where her incredibly well-written column appeared. And we're talking about the column she wrote, From Heartache to Hope, and Navigating the IVF Journey in the Wake of Legal Challenges. You know, one of the things we're talking about is this very microscopic aspect to what's happening. Every step's a miracle, because I can think, you know, you wrote about it, but, you know, you could have a power problem during the process, or you could have, you know, some kind of natural disasters, or just the handling of these microscopic embryos. Anything could happen. I mean, it's a very, very delicate, fragile process, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So whenever we're going through the process, you have to sign off on all of this legal document on, I mean, just unbelievable scenarios that could possibly happen to your embryo. You know, not just only having a natural disaster like a power outage or a hurricane or a tornado and things like that, which was all in it. It was also every step of the way the nurses and doctors handling the embryo that they could drop it, it could break. When they're fertilizing it, that they're putting a needle into it, and that could break the cell within it. When they're placing it in you, it's having to defrost from that position and going inside of you. And again, it can, you know, it was unreal the amount of, you know, you sit there already nervous, and then you're signing off on all this legal stuff going, I didn't even think about all the ways that this could possibly go wrong. Oh, look, new fears.
Hey, was it even on your radar screen? I'm assuming that in the IVF community, they were somewhat aware that there was this challenge before the Alabama Supreme Court. But was it on your radar screen at all?
It really wasn't. So my doctors and nurses were very positive. One thing that I would tell anybody going through IVF is you are paying for a service, and you better find the right team that you feel like is going to work for you. But they are... I was surrounded by positivity, in all honesty. Yeah. It really wasn't even on my nurse's radar or anything like that. My nurses knew that you know, what I did for a living. And so we did have that conversation, and they were just kind of starstruck of, oh my gosh, we didn't even think that this, you know, could happen. And of course, with the Alabama case, it is a very odd case. This was not done, you know, by the doctors, by the nurses. This was a patient that got into a restricted area. And where our embryos are stored, it kind of looks like an R2-D2 is the best way to describe it. It kind of looks like a little R2-D2 machine. And they just decided to open one up. It's sub-zero temperatures. They grabbed some out, dropped them, and that was that. That was the destruction of their embryos. You know, and I'm sure that, that in the Alabama case, of course, I'm sure the clients that Sue probably went to the hospital and went, you need to do something. And they said no, you know. And so it went all the way up to the Alabama Supreme Court that did something, you know. And it's very sad for those families that that happened. It's very sad for the hospital that that happened. But this is, you know, this was a malicious thing done by a patient, you know.
What was interesting is the politicization of it. The Alabama legislature acted really rapidly to protect, and Mississippi has you know, worked to do that as well. Other states have obviously considered these things as well. It was really a ripple effect that went across the nation. But, you know, I watch what you've been through, and you do a good job of writing about the highs and lows and the anxieties and the pain, you know, both emotional and physical, you know, that comes with this process. It takes a huge commitment, but that's what parents are willing to go through to have kids. I mean, that's just, you want kids. I mean, part of being married is to have a family. Part of, you know, part of life is to want to leave a legacy in your children. And you shared that so wonderfully. And, you know, I would really encourage people to go read it. But, you know, looking back on the piece, you have any regrets about writing, or are you just thrilled that you did?
I'm thrilled that I did it. I'd do it all over again in a heartbeat. You know, Ricky, you talked about that, of like anybody that's met me or my husband, they're like, they're excited for us to have kids. We've been together since, you know, sophomore year of college. You know, we have a very, very loving relationship. You know, they are thrilled that we are doing this, and very supportive that we are doing this. But no, I have no regrets on the piece. You know, IVF is tough. You have to let a lot go. I'm obviously a scheduler and a type A person, and I want things done a certain way. And, you know, I have a plan for everything, and you had to let all of that go through IVF.
Well, listen, God bless you and your husband. You know, it's going to be so much fun to watch your pregnancy evolve. And, you know, thank you for all you do for Kyle and me on this show. We really appreciate you.
I love working with you and Kyle. Thank y'all for sharing my story. Thanks, Super Talk, for allowing me to share my story on such a wonderful platform. I appreciate it so much.
It's really powerful. It's so powerful. God bless you. Listen, have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.